All right, honky tonk.
Yeah, all right, minty tits there. I saw. Can I just where we have explanation? I saw that you sighed then. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it hasn't bothered me because last week I had my sigh receptors not removed. I had them treated.
Yeah.
They're blanked out with a chemical.
You had them switched off.
That's a good way to think about it. So my sigh receptors. So I've seen you do it.
Yeah.
But I haven't heard it.
And you feel nothing.
I don't feel nothing.
I feel fantastic.
Good, because I feel like a free man now. Like
I feel
a free man.
So calm and just serene.
Yeah, I feel like a free man in a free advert, in a free magazine. I'm that free. The Freedom Times.
Cool.
Yeah. Well, you didn't play French music.
No.
Which surprised me because...
We are in France this week.
You've joined me in my hotel in Marseille.
I have.
At Le Vieux Port. In Marseille.
Indeed. Here we are.
Here we are. Thank you very much for coming,
Up
Andy.
To our necks in Euro 2016.
Yep. I should explain, in case people are thinking of that I've got stories about the shenanigans, what have you, that after I saw it kicking off, I've actually been in this hotel now. The weather's been shit anyway. But, and they closed the fans on. Not that would have dared gone there. So I've been in this hotel room now 4 days on the trot.
Sort of like home arrest.
That's what it feels
virtual
like.
Virtual
yeah.
prisoner. You've got a lot of ham lying around.
I've got a lot of ham, Andy. Actually, please, jambon.
Jambon.
Jambon, right. And there is a reason for that. On Friday, when I realised it wasn't safe, I thought I'd better batten down the hatches, get some supplies in. So I nipped out, and it's not nice out there, and I nipped out, and there's a shop. I'm not going to say it's called a jambon shop, but when I got in there, it just seemed to be jambons.
Wall-to-wall jambons.
Yeah, it's not like you get up the Asda in packets. It's like uncooked and thin sliced.
Yeah.
All different sorts of jambon. So I got about 5 kilos of jambon.
It looks a bit like a fallout from a waxy abattoir in here.
Well, can you smell it?
God.
Yeah. Well, the problem is, it's like, as I say, it's not... I've got that little mini fridge there, but, like, I've got it. I'll just describe to the listeners, Andy. I've got a fan on, and I've laid out a lot of the jambon on top of the duvet, hoping the fan's going to keep it cool.
Yeah.
Have you been in my toilet bathroom?
Not yet. No, I didn't want to ask.
I've filled up the sink in the bathroom, and I've filled that with jambon. And see, on my bedside table, that's late.
Right.
Milk. I filled out the jambon in that. So,
jambon in milk.
Well, just trying to keep it cool, Andy. You know what I mean? So I've got that, and I've got pain. I've got bread. Yeah. Why are you laughing? What would you? Would you got?
It's just a horrific scene. I've just arrived like 10 minutes ago. Got off the train, jumped in a taxi, and I've walked into this hell, jambon hell.
Yeah. Well, it's the only. To be honest with you,
how long are you here for?
I'm going to Lille on the 1:14
today.
Yeah.
Are you taking the jambon with you?
No, I'm just going
to leave it for the maid.
Well, I've put that sign up, non-interrupte or whatever
non-arrive,
it says.
Something like that.
And anyway, so, because jambon is good stuff. If you went up the, but I can't go up the Asda here, so I've got all this different types of jambon, sliced freaking pig or whatever. That's going off. I can hardly sleep. Have you seen me window there, Andy?
Yeah.
That opens about 4 inches. And I put the jambon I put it on the sill so it could get the draft. Yeah? And I've knackered up the mechanism. So I had noise in this room. And if you look through... Sorry, I'm going on about my room here, ladies and gentlemen, but it is carnage, isn't it?
It's horrific. I wouldn't even put a picture on the internet. I wouldn't even tweet. They wouldn't believe it.
And look, Andy, you can't see from there. On the wall opposite that beige wall, someone's written "Viva Tomato." Hey, that happens to be the graffiti.
When you see someone,
well, I don't. It says, I can't get me fucking brass hand through that gap there, and it says "Viva Tomato." So every time I look out the window, all I'm reminded of is that I remember to get the pain. I got pain. I got jambon, but I didn't get any tomatoes. So
you need your 5 a day. How you do with your 5 a day? You can have scurvy.
Oh, God, so
when you get the Lille, get some limes in your bob.
God,
please.
I can't wait to get out of here, honestly. To be honest, I mean, it's beautiful. The weather hasn't been very good, and it's hot in here. Sorry,
it's very. And I noticed you just wearing a basketball vest.
Yep.
I thought it would be like an England one, but it's not. It's just, I say a basketball vest. It's just like a plain white cotton vest.
Yeah.
And you've scrolled Chicago parsnips on it.
No, I haven't.
In red marker pen.
No, I haven't.
You have.
It just says
I'll
Chicago.
Put a picture of that.
On do
Twitter.
It. Could do it because you can't because I'm not wearing that garment.
Turn around. What's that on the back? Turn around. You've scrolled some bullet points on the back of it.
Yeah, and what are they?
Thou shalt be rad.
Okay.
Thou shalt not harsh the vibe.
Okay.
And thou shalt be punctual wherever reasonably possible.
Yeah. Well, I would happily stroll around La France with that on my back.
Chicago parsnips.
Well, you know, it's not on this. It just says Chicago.
It says Chicago parsnips.
So, I haven't slept much.
No, understandable.
Yeah. It's beginning to smell like your knickers in here, to be honest with you. So, the big bonuses, Andy, I know we'll get onto the football, Matt. The big bonuses is, you know I like my observational comedy, yeah?
Oh, you were well into that, aren't we?
And the hotel room, so I've been writing observational comedy. So do you want to hear a little
I've
bit of it?
I've got some, yeah.
Yeah. So I'll do the observational voice. I say, ah, have you ever noticed, like, in the hotel, that the lead on the kettle is so short, you have to put the kettle on the floor next to the socket, which is really difficult with my brass hand. That's a good one, isn't it?
That's a good one. 7 out of 10.
Okay. Ah, have you noticed every time you go in the toilet, from the aircon, and then it goes off after about 20 minutes, then you go for a wee, and it goes back on again. Oh, God! Forgot about that, and your brass hand starts to vibrate. Do you like it?
7 out of 10.
Yeah, you turn on the shower and someone set it at about 2,000 degrees and it all gets in your brass hand mechanism. you can't work out how to use the stupid plug because all the plugs are stupid, so you have to unscrew your brass hand and use that. You know the plug in the sink?
Yeah.
How do you use that? What are you meant to press? So you have to put your brass hand in the hole. See, Matt, and the window's hardly open. Have you ever noticed? So how am I meant to get my hand through there, my brass hand, and shoo the pigeon? You know what I mean? Have you ever shooed a pigeon, Andy?
No, but I told a donkey to fuck off.
So, yeah, do you like observation comedy?
Can I have a go at that?
You do it, man.
Because I did one last week, didn't I, about putting some petrol in the car and landing on the £5 exactly.
Yeah,
you went, hey, kid, you've got a future in this.
Yeah.
So I've done some as well.
Nice one.
I'll tell you who you don't see much of these days. The IRA. I'll tell you don't see much of these days.
Yeah.
Tommy Cooper.
That's a good one, yeah, you don't.
The landline rang the other day. I didn't answer it. Could have been anyone. Could have been the IRA. The other day, I took a tub of ice cream out the freezer half an hour before I wanted to eat it so that it'll be easier to scoop. That's quite a good bit of advice as well, that
so,
one.
So, but you'd lose, of course, you don't want to refreeze it. You know, you've defrosted the whole...
Just enough, just so that it's soft enough. Just so that it's soft enough to scoop. I'm not trying to defrost it, turn it into cream or milk.
It's got, you know, like, with all the troubles in the world and the terrible possibilities with Brexit and that, it's nice to have a bit of observational comedy,
yeah,
isn't it?
Oh, God.
So...
I wish I had a brass hand. Yeah, the actor would be a lot better with a brass hand.
Anyway, Steve McLaren.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you about him, what happened this week, yeah? Been in touch with his neighbour. So Steve went out in the garden in one of the sunny spells, yeah?
Yeah.
And he fell asleep. He's under one of the umbrellas. But one of his knackers was popping out under his shorts, yeah? And he got terribly, terribly sunburned.
Oh.
So he went in the kitchen and he got a ladle and he filled it with ice water.
Yeah.
And he stood there with his knackers in the ice water in the ladle, yeah? Fat lass comes in. Turns out that's the ladle she uses for a baked bean pot.
Oh, right.
You know, to ladle her baked beans onto her toast, right? So she goes, Steve! Right?
Yeah.
He dropped the...
Steve!
He dropped the ladle and cold water onto a snake.
Oh, what happened to the snake?
What do you reckon?
Spewed up.
The snake spewed up on her like feather mules, you know, that she was wearing. And he had such a bad night. He didn't want to go on about his knackers were killing him. And she didn't say a word. They watched the Great Sewing, Great British Sewing Bee.
Yeah.
Didn't say a word to him.
So has she not brought the knackers up?
Does she know?
Did she know what he was
doing? He
didn't
get a chance to explain. So actually, it's interesting. I wonder if she thinks he was doing something pervy, but...
I wonder how tight his shorts were. Like, high up.
Oh, but he wears a very high shirt.
Or has he got low knackers? Low swinging knackers?
I don't want to get into that, Andy.
I'll tell you who's got low swinging knackers. Cristiano Ronaldo.
Really?
Yeah. And what he does, do you know, at half time,
yeah,
he just lowers them gently. He's got like a trough in the dressing room and he just lowers them into this trough of warm almond oil.
Nice.
And it keeps them lubricated. The bald, obviously, he shaves them. Bald yeah. balls. Yeah. Billy Bald Balls, they call them.
Yeah.
And that's what he does.
So, Ronaldo, I suppose it's cooling.
Yeah.
It's lubricating so that when he's going at those electrics, you know, those step overs. You yeah. could catch your knackers on a step over, couldn't you?
You could twist them.
You could twist
irrevocably.
Them.
Irrevocably.
Yeah, but when they're well oiled and lubricated, they'll just slide over slide. Each other, yep. basically. Yep.
Imagine how angry he would have been after the draw last night with Iceland if his balls hadn't been warm and lubricated.
Tell me, Andy, I was watching it on the telly here. You've seen me telly. What size do you reckon?
Behind the jam bond.
What size do you reckon it is?
33.
No, I don't think it's even. I think it's probably about a 27. Anyway, and you only get two of the matches because I ain't got a satellite here. Oh. Anyways, he was funny. I shouldn't go on about Steve McLaren, so it's ever so quick, but because it happened this week as well. He went to the pet shop to get his mice with
for the snake.
With the fatness for the snake. And like she fell in love with this fluffy gerbil thing. Yeah, she's like, Steve, look. And Steve held it up to his chin, right? And he said, oh, this is what it looks like when you straddle me. Yeah. But what he hadn't realised was the snake was round his neck.
Oh, God.
One frickin' bite, bang. This little hamster furry guinea pig king. Yeah, halfway down
Dilly
his
made
neck.
Him pay for it as well.
Yeah. Oh, he's banned out of that shop now because, of course, obviously your fat lass spewed up.
The list grows and grows, doesn't it?
Yeah, she spewed up beans all over the pet shop floor. Anyway, so enough for Steve McLaren.
Maybe he should stop giving it the mice. Maybe he change his diet.
Yeah.
Put on a vegetarian diet or something.
So, do you do the, just thinking lottery-wise, Andy.
Yeah.
Are you one, I've never met anyone who does the health lottery, yeah, the postcode lottery, mm-hmm. or, say, Foxy Bingo, you know, these cheap end.
Yeah.
Do you?
I only do the health lottery now, because obviously health's important yeah. to us. It's good to be healthy.
But you think you win health, do you?
Well, yeah. Health points. Like on a computer game.
Yeah.
You know, and it's got them hearts at the top of the screen. And yeah. the more health you've got, the bigger your hearts are. yeah, so, I do the health lottery because, like that woman says on the advert, I've stopped doing the proper lottery because you don't win as much and there's too many numbers in the machine.
Yeah.
So I'm like that.
So if I had been on the health lottery, I wouldn't have had my heart problems.
Well, I kind of say scientifically for certain, but I would, yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
You went for the greedy lottery.
I don't do the lottery.
Do you not do anything?
I used to do Wednesday. You know, they used to say Wednesday was Wednesday.
Yeah.
And I believed them. I said to the wife, I said, have you heard?
Guaranteed
if you go
win.
In on Wednesday, you win. But I never did, so I packed in.
And you're a millionaire as well, so why would you need
to do the lottery? Yeah. Wife's questions. Are you interested or do you want to do some questions or give me some facts?
I've got some questions here.
Oh, here we go.
I'm going to do my questions first this week from blood relatives.
not on the fucking jambon.
Sorry, Bob.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Rob, as a millionaire with your private orchard, your addiction to nectar, and your collection of seashells that used to belong to Andy Warhol, and your hotel room filled to the roof with jambon, it's Father's Day on Sunday, Bob.
Hey.
Do you act as a kind of a father figure to your slaves? And are you the kind of father who pretends to produce an egg from behind his ear to amuse them? Or are you the kind who hits the whiskey as soon as he walks in through the door after work and kicks off when they play football with a balloon in the hallway, grabbing it from them and sticking your tie pin in it?
I'm not a millionaire. I don't have any staff.
Slaves?
I don't have staff. I don't have any slaves at all.
You've got a gardener, that stuff.
Yeah, all right.
He's kind of a slave, isn't it?
No, he's a gardener. If you saw him, you wouldn't say to his face he's a slave, I tell you. But if you're trying to say in some way that I'm a fun dad, I'd like to think so, yeah.
Right. Well, I'm doing a podcast with your lads next week, so...
Okay, well, you ask him.
Spin-off from this. He's
got his exams out as we speak. He's doing philosophy and religious stuff.
That's quite deep.
Yeah, well, I mean, good luck to him.
Good luck, Mortimer Julia.
I hope he does good.
With all that, what kind of jobs are you going to get from that? Or is he just going to inherit your millions and just piss it away?
Next question.
Question two. Do you make your slaves sit at your feet while you read them bedtime stories, knowing that they can't understand a word you're saying as they speak no English, other than a few command phrases that you've taught them, which is just how you like it?
I don't. I'm a mansion. I don't have any staff.
Slaves.
So I don't have any slaves. Next question.
Do you insist they call you Papa Bob?
If I had slaves or servants, whichever way you call it, I would like them to call me Papa Robert, actually.
Oh.
I was always known... Oh, I was only known as Robert. I only became Bob for TV reasons. People back home call me Robert or
do
Rob,
they?
Yeah.
Back home? You never go back home, do you, because you're not allowed?
I do. I'd go up there to do charity work.
Do you?
Yeah. Is that the end of your question?
No, I've got another one.
Well, remind me about the charity work.
It's another Father's Day-related one. No, I'm not going to mention the charity work again, because I don't believe it. Does the dirty alderman insist that you call him Daddy, or is it the other way around?
Who did you say? The alderman?
The dirty alderman.
Well, he's not dirty. My contact with the alderman is limited to business functions and charity functions.
Is that for legal reasons?
I'll just repeat what I've said. My relationship with the alderman is purely business professional relationship.
And is that why you kiss him at a charity function?
Andy, let me tell you about the charity function I went to last week, which is obviously what you're...
Up north, was it?
Yes, which is obviously what you're hinting at, right? Do you know what an alderman is?
Yeah.
What? Go on, then.
It's like a vicar.
Oh, it's like a vicar. An alderman...
It's like a cross between a vicar and a mayor. It's for, like, villages that can't afford to have a vicar and a mayor. They have an alderman and he does both.
Right, no, what an alderman is he's the person... Say you vote 20 councillors onto what Sunderland Borough Council...
Yeah.
..to look after the bungalows and the street refuge and all that, fungalows. Say you've got a Chinese community, but no Chinese people are represented on the council. The councillors, not the voters, can vote for someone upstanding from the Chinese community to come on the council... to offer their expertise.
Right.
So they're co-opted from the community.
Right.
And to signify that, they get a special chain. Right? Anyway, yeah. So I was at a charity do up north, and...
It was up north to you, like Watford?
No, it was up north. It was in Stockton. It was a charity to help daft kids, you know, and the parents.
Yeah.
Well, you know, daft kids.
No, daft like a good laugh.
No, I got a bit daft.
Like as in... You know, not all that.
Daft behaviour and that.
Yeah.
Daft doodads.
Fannying about and that.
Yeah. You know, I don't want to upset anyone. Let's just say daft kids.
Yeah.
To help the daft kids.
The listeners know what we're talking about.
Right. And guess who I'm sitting next to?
The alderman?
The alderman, yeah.
From down your way?
Yeah.
The Stockton alderman.
The dirty alderman. And he'd had a few. He kept, like, licking his lips, so I knew what he was after. What was he after, Andy?
A kiss.
He wanted a... kissed, didn't he? So I go, eventually, of course, I've got to go to the toilet for a Todd, right? So I get up and he doesn't follow, so I think, thank God for that. And I get in the toilet and I'm sitting on the toilet, Todding. And I look up. Do you know there's always a gap between the top of the cubicle and the ceiling?
Yeah.
I've always thought that must be for hand puppet shows. At some point.
Probably back in the days of the Empire, you know, we'll have had people in toilets that did them. Puppet shows.
Little puppet. I just don't understand that gap. It's probably a structural thing. Anyway, suddenly, quite a big, about 5-inch pair of plastic comedy, you're like hen like lips are thrown under the door, right?
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Here he comes.
This happened. Yeah, so it's, and on the words it says, it has the words, kiss the alderman on them. So, oh, fucking hell, he's out there, whatever. I opened the door. Absolutely true. The town clerk's there, the mayor and all his cronies, right? And the alderman is sat in the sink in his undies. And they're all shouting, kiss the alderman, kiss the alderman, kiss the alderman. So
what could you do?
So
what could you do? You had it, didn't you?
I kissed trapped. The alderman. So
on the lips or just on the cheek?
I gave him quite a long kiss on the lips.
Right. Tongues?
Not only just a really, I'll call it a nice kiss.
Yeah, yeah.
A nice solid extended kiss yeah. on the alderman. Well, I can't remember why we started talking about that, but...
It was, you wanted to talk about your charity work. I think you wanted to show off about your charity work.
Well, I do, do you do charity you? Work?
No,
no, exactly.
Give 3 quid to the NSPCC now and again.
I give a quid a month to the...
Just a quid.
RSPCA. Yeah, I do. Listen up, the wife's questions.
Go on, then.
Dear Andy, how many bags of sugar do you have for your breakfast?
I don't have bags as such. I have, like, sachets
yeah.
that I've been stealing from British Home Stores, CAFs.
You have as well, haven't you?
Yeah. If anything, I'm probably responsible for the downfall of British Home Stores.
So I need to give an answer to the wife. So how many sachets would you use?
Little sachets.
How many sachets?
About a dozen.
A dozen sachets yeah. for breakfast?
Yeah.
Just in warm water or something like that?
Just straight out the sachet.
Okay.
Raw.
My wife says, and she was very, very distressed by this memory, she once went up the Asda, it was the Asda in Ashford, actually, uh-huh. and saw a woman wearing two different shoes. Is this the norm up the Asda?
I think the two different garment thing is the norm everywhere. Jeff Buffon, Italian goalkeeper, wore two different coloured gloves the other night.
Did yes, he
that?
Did, yeah.
A lot of the Premier League footballers, the ones that you... wouldn't like to spend time with on yeah. a personal level with different coloured boots. It's probably just an extension of that.
Yeah. Is the two boots for double the sponsorship or something?
I don't know. I think it's just if they've got two favourite colours.
I can understand
that. People used to have one favourite colour, but nowadays
there's
more colours than they used
can
to
I
be.
Can I guess your
it?
Favourite colour?
You can have a go.
Will you be honest, though?
I will.
You're just going to say no, but I think your favourite colour is red. See, got it. Yeah, what Jake Mann is. It's
have
not
I,
one of the men.
Have I tweeted about this in the past?
No.
But hi, my name is Andy and my favourite colour is red.
So,
well, red got, all day long.
I got that right. It's fucked you off, hasn't it?
Yeah, that's a bit.
So you say that's the norm. Andy, I noticed from your previous Twitter that you made a gate for your bungalow from old pallets and fridge panels. I take it, then, that your bungalow isn't in a conservation area?
I am not prepared to answer that question and potentially incriminate myself.
Why are you so... What is someone after you? Why are you so...
Well, first of all, I don't want anyone to know where the bungalow is.
Why not?
Well, you just have people knocking on the door all the time wanting to come in and join in the fun.
Oh, because of the fun.
Well, if I filled it with jambon, I suppose, that would keep them away, wouldn't it?
What am I going to do with this shit? I mean, I'm going in what? I'm going in an hour.
You're not going to get it all eaten, are you?
No, I'm just going to nick off.
Just leave it.
Have you seen how the amount of oil that comes out of it?
It's just spewing out.
Isn't it extraordinary? Anyways, up. That's the jambon.
Is that the end of your questions?
Yeah,
that felt like three.
Yeah. Do you know, I'm going... I tell you, man... I'm going to Lille tomorrow.
When you get there, what are you going to do? What are you going to eat?
I'm open to McDonald's or something.
Sure, a bit of meat.
Do you know the name of it? Yeah. See over there by that whatever, I don't know what you call that thing, Chamie, but that thing there,
yeah.
There's room service menu, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Completely in French, and nothing means anything to me.
Well, just ring up and...
Well, that's what I did. I rang up, and what I called jib you out, I said... hello there, could I order some room service? And I hear, whatever,
yeah.
I don't know. Vous anglais, eh? Nothing, not going to go with it, yeah? Not saying I blame them for that. So I look at on my phone, mange is eight, yeah?
Yeah.
So I go, mange, yeah? Mm-hmm. Phone, they'd put two and two together, wouldn't they? I'm in my room and I'm talking eating, yeah? So I didn't know what the stuff was. on the menu. Was one thing I knew what it was, but I didn't want it. So I said, all, toot, yeah? All, yeah?
Mange toot.
Yeah.
Christ.
So 10 minutes later, they came up with a carrier bag of peas, mange toot.
Oh, God.
I'm sorry, Andy. So I've been.
It's part of your five a day, though, isn't it?
But it's been driving me mad, this place. That's what.
Just when you get the Lille, for Christ's sake, don't go in a jambon shop.
Do you know when I get a Lille? I'm just saying, I've got a little bit of butterflies in my stomach because, unbeknownst to me, the hotel I booked, yeah? The hotel I booked is about 500 yards from the stadium where Russia are playing Slovakia.
Oh, that'll be all right then. You might be able to see into the stadium from your room.
Oh, man, I'm a bit
worried.
That'd
be nice.
I'm a bit worried about it. Tell you anyway, we'll see how it goes.
Just lock your door.
I was in the fan zone on Thursday,
right?
Was a Friday for the opening game, anyway. Best hot dogs in the world, better than the Odeon cinema hot dogs. Can you believe that?
Right, I'm surprised that didn't subdue everybody.
What, the
last
hot dogs?
Week, yeah.
Well,
like when the Russians sort of stormed the fan zone,
yeah,
the English should have just held out some hot dogs to them and go, here you go, squire.
They've been a saving grace.
You'll often get around these.
But they've been a saving grace because, you know, all the Russian ones have got gum shields.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the English thugs, they're all stuffing hot dogs around the gums inside.
Bits of bread.
Bits of bread and that. And probably a bit of fucking jambon, though, in this town. Would you ever have a cooked carrot, a heated, you know, carrot, cooked carrot...
Yeah.
...with a hard-boiled egg?
I've never had it before, but I wouldn't turn it down.
Honestly, you put them two together?
Don't knock it till you've tried it. It's like chicken dippers.
Chicken fucking dippers.
And Weetabix with butter on it. Don't knock it till you've tried it.
So, well, will you give that a go for me and report back?
Yeah, I will.
Have you watched Mob
Wives? What was it again? Hot carrot?
You know, I don't know what you call a cooked carrot. Peel a carrot,
boiled.
You put it in a boiled carrot.
Yeah.
Boiled carrot with a cold, hard-boiled
chop
egg.
It up first, though. Don't just boil the whole thing.
Well... Whatever, I don't know, you cut your... I presume you put them in your fucking dry fryer, do you?
I might try boiling the whole thing, actually.
What do you mean? You put your egg and just a carrot in the fryer?
Just an entire carrot, boiled.
Yeah. Served with, say, two boiled eggs. Hey, you could make it look like
a
penis.
Do you dip it in the egg?
No, I'm saying hard-boiled egg.
It would look like Ron Ronaldo's bald boils. Yeah. Bald balls.
Do you know, did you notice in that match, Ronaldo kept putting on this insipid sort of smile?
No.
Yeah, you did, you know, like Oh, right, I'll forget it then.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did. He kept putting on this fucking odd smile. And I'm trying
to. As if he knew something that we didn't.
Yeah, I was trying to work out, what is he trying to say? That he's above this? That this is a clown's game?
Well, it's
or?
Not a World Cup, is it? So he's not taking it seriously.
I couldn't understand it. Well, I mean, he wasn't very good anyway, was he? Go on then. Hit me with something.
I've got some more Euro facts.
Go on then. I quite like the Euro facts.
Comedian voice.
It's up to you, Andy. I prefer you just straight. It's the good facts.
Sweden,
yeah,
has the highest percentage of female tree surgeons in Europe.
Excellent. Can I say, excellent point.
And true.
And I will never
factually
I
accurate.
Will never ever forget it. Thank you.
The Albanian language has no word for scissors.
Fabulous, but I don't believe it.
Oh. Belgium has outlawed the use of the phrase "Japs eye."
Really?
True.
And how is there a police force that is there a special quango that enforces Japs eye talk?
I think they troll the internet for people using it on social media.
Yeah.
Come down on them like a ton of bricks when they do.
And put a thistle in the
Japs
eye.
And there's probably like secret police hiding on street corners, you know, like they used to have the Stasi in East Germany.
Yeah.
They'll have that.
It's a bit like that. It's got that Stasi vibe, you know, because these Russians, you can't tell who they are.
It's fair enough though.
Well, I mean, the British didn't think they were going to be fighting frickin' Spectre, did they? That's how it seems to have turned out. So, I've just been reading your latest Tabitha, yeah? Tabitha Huntley mystery, what you write.
How have you got that? That's not available for publication yet.
I've got hold of it, don't you worry.
Oh, God.
I've had it emailed to me. So let's just have a look at this extract I was looking at. It's pathetic, Andy. Andy took off his shirt and picked up the big sack of oats as if it was just a bag of very lightweight mushrooms. He tossed it aside and beckoned me to join him on the straw. You remember this?
He's a brilliant character.
I was powerless to refuse, almost hypnotised by his glistening tits and the smell of chicken dippers. No, hold on. Chicken Dijons that hung in the air.
Yeah.
chicken Dijons.
Yeah. Continental market, isn't it?
So what are you trying to pass off dippers as Dijons?
Just never mind about that.
That's what you're doing, isn't it?
It's for the continental market. Do you think Harry Potter's only for sale in Britain?
You're going to
You've got to make it universal, man.
You're going to get straight... I can see it in your eyes. You're going to strike up a deal with Iceland like Andy Dawson's chicken Dijons.
Tabitha Huntley's chicken Dijons.
Tabitha Huntley's mysterious chicken Dijons.
What's the mystery ingredient? Yeah. Only Tabitha knows.
Yeah. He'll want to make love. That's what it'll say.
Once he's had a fistful of these.
Yeah. Nice work. Well, I thought that... Andy, people are going to see through that. Andy took off his shirt, picked up a big sack of oats as if it was just a bag of very light mushrooms.
The character might not be called Andy in the finished version. I just put that there as like a placeholder because that's my name. It isn't necessarily going to be called Andy.
So you wish, but in your mind, right, you think, wouldn't it be great if Tabitha really fancied me? Oh. But Tabitha's just is your perfect woman then.
Yeah.
It's weird shit, that. You're writing about Tabitha, but you've fallen in love with Tabitha.
Yeah.
That is strange.
And I haven't decided I'm going to cast as Tabitha in the movie yet, so...
I know it'll be with you, Susan Offs.
From the Bangles.
Yeah.
With a marker pen all over her face.
Well, I told you, I saw your eyes light up when I mentioned Susan. Yeah. You like Debbie Harry, don't you?
Yeah.
Who would you like who's a bit more modern?
Esther Hanson.
You like Esther?
Yeah.
What is it? Because she'd like to see her teeth, like... gnashing into a dipper.
Glistening in the moonlight.
Yeah. Bang goes your dipper as her jaw locks.
Chogs! And down her gullet.
So, anything else, Andy?
I haven't really got much else.
Because I'll tell you what, I've got to make this journey. I've got to leave this jambon behind.
This jambon hell.
And take this trip up to Lille.
Are you getting there?
I arrive at Lille, Europe. No, so I'm getting it. It's their TGV train.
Yeah.
And then I check it. I go to this place where the Russia match is. Yeah. And then the next day I go back into Lille and I go to Lens. It's about 24 miles away.
Right.
I'm looking forward to having some decent food, a Mackey's.
Oh. You know what's going to happen, don't you?
What?
You're going to accidentally buy a shitload of jambon again.
Well, no, in this country, you'll say a burger, but and it'll be a jambon burger.
Yep.
Go, anyway, want me to finish with a song?
Give us a song, Bob.
Thanks for coming. Andy, obviously, you're coming along with me. We're pretending you're not. Are you coming along to Lille with me?
I coming along?
What are you doing today?
No, I'm going back home.
So you've come in today?
I've come here just to do this in Marseille, and I'm going back to Sunderland.
So you've used your bet on Brazil money to come down here?
Yeah.
And then go back home?
Yeah, but it's all right, because I've got that tip and wheels draw. About 16 to 1, thereabouts.
Okay, well.
I put a quid on that, so.
Well, thanks, yeah.
Jambon in the train station.
I'm still here next week, you know. Are you coming?
I'll come back, yeah.
Well, all right, fair enough. Here's my song. I hope it feels pertinent to where we are at the moment. I was lost in France without chicken dippers or a chance of romance. Feels like I'm lost in time. I've eaten so much jambon that I've started pissing brine. Yes, I'm lost in France. Lille, here I come. Woo! Good luck to England.